Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name Renner, with me as always, my boy LJ and the OG dad himself, man. I'll go ahead and say what up to the listeners, man.
What's up, what's up?
What's up, what's up?
All right, everybody, now welcome back. Now, welcome back. Now, on today's episode, the main topic is probably going to be a sad one because we all grew up with this game of company. So, a couple days ago, when I was doing some researching for the next topic and all that good stuff, EA is shutting down two studios, if I'm not mistaken. They shut down one for real, but I think they shut down another one, I'm not sure. And they taking games away, or they shut down 12 game servers, and they also laying off, if I'm not mistaken, like 50 to 100 people or something like that. So EA got some, I don't know what EA got going on, so we're going to talk about that. But before we get to the main topic, Dad, tell these folks what happened yesterday in college football, because I know you got some stuff to talk about.
All right. First of all, I would like to say that I do not be confused. Miranda was not curly stomping in his Air Force Ones.
Yeah, I cut myself when I was shaving. So yeah, whenever these clips come out, and then y'all in the comments tell me what the hell I got going on. Yeah, when I was shaving, I cut myself, and I ain't want to get it affected.
So basically, Colorado State came to play yesterday. Colorado State came to play, and as I was watching it, like, it's funny because I was watching it, like, the last drive when they scored, I was like, okay, if they don't get a big play here, this game's over. And and Shadir threw a long bomb. I was like, okay, they'll mess around and win this game. So, but they end up going to double overtime against a team that's supposed to be a lot not as good as them, not even on their level. They say it's a rivalry, but nobody cares outside of Colorado. And half those kids are not even from, like 80% of those kids are not even from Colorado.
Right.
So from maybe for Colorado State, it was more of a rivalry because they played angry and dirty. They were, because they did hurt Travis Hunter on some BS. Like, that was
right.
Like, because when I saw that, it's like, you want to root for Colorado State for making this game overhyped and stuff like that and being quiet, but, like, not while playing dirty.
Exactly.
Like, so. End up taking the double overtime. The first overtime, Colorado State lost their best D lineman. I think his name's Muhammad or something like that. He's going to be a pro. He's going to be real good. He was giving fits all day. And they pretty much, in the first overtime, walked him down the field with penalties. Mm-hmm. And after that, Colorado scored. Then Colorado State scored. And then Colorado scored plus the two-point conversion after the second overtime. You have to have a two-point conversion.
Right.
And Colorado State couldn't answer. This game told me what I thought, reassured me what I thought in week one, is that Colorado is going to have trouble against Oregon next week.
Okay.
I think most people would have thought they were going to have, like, I can't see anybody saying they can see them winning that Oregon game other than, like, the major fans in there.
Now, like, I'm not saying they're going to get trampled, but that defense, this is not me talking jump,
right,
but that defense is not ready for Bo Nix and that Oregon offense.
You're right.
Because that Oregon offense is potent. And while their offense woke up in the fourth quarter, they still were stagnant for a long time. And I think Oregon's going to beat them. And I think, while I'm a USC fan, USC is going to probably, like, whoop them pretty good. because they have a better defense, and they don't have an answer for Caleb Williams.
I can see that. Right.
I mean, maybe that's a hot take, but I don't think it is. USC is far, and, you know, that's the number one team in the Pac-12 or whatever you're calling it now. That's the number one team. And then it's probably Oregon.
Utah's number two.
Utah?
Then Oregon. Yeah. Utah's quarterback, I can't remember his name. He's accurate, and he does things that like throwing to the tight end and stuff like that. The way he does the amount he does it, like and how much they get open, it's crazy. So, I think Utah is definitely number two. So,
I'll let you go with that since that's your conference. I don't know about that. I think I put Oregon just a little bit over them, just from what I've seen. But I will say this, Oregon hasn't played anybody. Neither has Utah did play Florida. And I would have said they didn't play anybody, but Florida just beat Tennessee this weekend. So
yeah, dogged walked Tennessee too.
Can't really say that now. I would say USC hasn't played anybody, but they haven't. But they done blown everybody out by 40 points or more. So
yeah, so it's like they're doing what they're supposed to do. Like they're beating the lesser teams. They're beating them handily. You know what I'm saying?
It's not like they're Alabama having trouble with USF or Auburn having trouble with Samford yesterday. So you can't really say nothing about USC not ready because they haven't played nobody. Right? They haven't played nobody, but they also beaten everybody who they were supposed to by 40 points or more. So, I mean, we'll see. When time will tell. I honestly can't see them being Oregon anyway. I don't think it'd be a blowout. I think people are going to have it now as a blowout after everything that didn't happen with the Colorado State game. It's not going to be a blowout, but it's definitely not going to be a win for them.
And we also need to know the injury to Travis Hunter also.
I think his rib got broken. It's either his rib or something with that arm. Because how that dude hit him yesterday. Because when he hit him, I thought they were going to call him for targeting.
They should have called him for targeting.
They should have. He did hit the bottom of his helmet, but it was enough where you couldn't see it. But where I saw him, that he hit him right here in this rib area, stashed his arm. And so I think he either broke a rib or some ligament in his arm.
He went straight to the hospital.
Right. So I think he's out for the season. So
he's only out for like a few weeks, according to the
Well, that few weeks is Oregon and USC.
Right. And that's their second best, or not second, that's their best player on defense. And then with him out, it did look like Shadir didn't know who he wanted to throw the ball to at sometimes.
All right. He found his tight end. Once he hooked up with his tight end, like, you know.
Yeah. But I understand that because they've been playing since Jackson State together. So, yeah. Of course, he's your most comfortable target, but he's going to have to get real comfortable with somebody else. And then Shiloh Sanders is going to have to lead that defense now since Travis Hunter gone. So.
Shiloh actually had a really good game. He had a pick six and a forced fumble. So, right. he came to play. Like, there's not many people I like. The defense, Colorado's defense as a whole is sketch. It is very sketchy. They have, like, in lack of a better term, they have a Big 12 defense.
So I mean, but that's not surprising to me because that defense will get you out of the Big 12. It won't help you in the playoffs I don't think they're getting to the playoffs anyway.
No, they're not getting to the playoffs. They'll get six wins. They'll get six, maybe seven wins.
I think they might be able to get eight.
I mean, we could go through the schedule. But I went through the schedule because, like, somebody said that yesterday. I was like, six wins sounds low, but I think 6-7 is the right thing. So, let me see Colorado's schedule. Let's see. What you think, Randall, while pulling this up?
What I think about what, Colorado?
Yeah.
Like I was texting LJ yesterday. Colorado, that was their first, that was Deion and his son's first ever P5 rivalry. They were spooked, they was nervous, and they didn't expect Colorado State to come out the way they came out with that defense. Because when they first started coming out in that first half, Shador wasn't able to do nothing. They locked him down. He was mm-hmm. uncomfortable in the pocket. He was getting fumbles. I mean, not fumbles. He was getting sacked a lot. And he
got sacked a lot.
And he started running the ball way too much during the first half. He never really ran the ball like how he was running the ball. And then once Travis Hunter went down, like you said, he was – or one of y'all, I forgot if it was you or LJ. Once Travis got down, he was lost. He was like, I don't know who to throw to. And then once he started to figure out his tight end, he was like, okay, cool, I'm finna lock it with him. And then we finna take over from them. But I think it was just the nerves and how this was their first ever P5 rivalry week, or they rival. And you know, we all know, when it comes to your rival, you don't play how you usually play. Because everybody comparing Colorado State to their first game. Yeah, they got blew out, but this is a rivalry game. You're drilling, how you say, my nose clogged up. It's going to make you feel like you a super saiyan out in that field because it's a whole different environment. Now you against your rival. Like how me and LJ used to play Pokemon back and forth back in the day as a kid. We used to go all out. But when we play somebody, like when I was in daycare, I don't care. I just play just to play. But when I play LJ, I try my best. So that's what Colorado State was doing. Deion never experienced that. And he didn't expect Colorado State to come out the way that they came out. And he was like, oh, boy, these boys ain't playing. They ready to play. Because like we all saw, that first quarter, they was throwing flags left and right. And them boys was some dogs. And Deion was not prepared for that. And then when he came out in that second quarter, he was taking it easy. He was reading it. And then Shador finally understand the defense side, and that's when he started throwing the ball more connected to his receivers.
Okay. Well, you know, I get what you're saying. And a lot of that's true. A lot of that's true. I thought in the first quarter, Colorado State was playing more dirty than anything.
Yeah, they was. I was texting LJ. I was like, yeah, they were playing dirty.
Because when Shiloh got the pick six, and he hit him late. I was like, what was that for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then the Travis Hunter one, he took like five steps after the incompletion and hit him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it was completely unnecessary. I thought he should have thrown out for that one. But
I did too.
Anyway, so Colorado schedule. Okay. They're 3-0 right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Next week, they got Oregon. That's a loss.
Yep.
USC. Loss.
Ooh, back to back. God dog.
Now it is unfortunate that it's back to back.
Yeah. They're gonna lose either thing. Now hold on, before you go on. I can say this. If they beat Oregon and USC back to back, I know that's a stretch. But if they are somehow able to beat those two teams back to back, not only will he get nominated for a Heisman, but they gonna go to the bowl. Watch. Guaranteed.
Okay.
At that point, yeah, because you didn't, in my opinion, you didn't beat the two best teams
right.
in the conference.
They are not there yet. They're not there together as a team.
Oh yeah, I know. So. Yeah. They gonna lose either one. They may lose both.
They'll lose both.
But if Oregon, here's the thing though. If they lose Oregon, they are not finna beat USC no matter what. Because Oregon going to tie them boys out. Like you said, they defense and offense is beyond top tier. And USC, I forgot your quarterback name. That man can
Caleb.
Throw. Caleb, he can throw. So that defense, yeah. So either way it go, USC going to be a cakewalk. Because that defense or O-line or D-line, whatever, going to be tired with Oregon. Caleb gonna have a field day when they come into town, or if they win it, whoever go well.
So that's 3-2, right?
Yeah.
Then we got Arizona State. That's 4 wins. I'll give them Arizona State.
Okay.
I'll give them Stanford after that. That's 5 wins. UCLA. That could be a pick 'em.
Yeah.
UCLA is, like, again, more established, and they do run that Chip Kelly offense too.
Right.
And I don't know if they'll be prepared for that one.
Right.
So that's a pick 'em. And then Oregon State. They're losing against Oregon State.
You think so?
Like, Oregon State is
7-0. This is including the last season. But they beat in that last part of the season, they beat Oregon and two other teams that were, like, trying to get into the playoffs.
Right.
And they took them out. So, Oregon is kind of scary. Or Oregon State, I should say.
The quarterback, DJ, I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name, is balling out of control right now.
Oh, that's where DJ Uyagalelah blew up.
I literally just heard him.
Dad
was like, I ain't finna try it. You just wanted to try it.
I just wanted to try it.
Okay, so let's say they got they beat UCLA. That's 5 wins. I don't think they're gonna beat UCLA's a toss-up, so I'll give them 6 with UCLA. Let's say we give them. They're not beating Oregon State. Arizona, they could beat.
Right.
I don't think they're beating Washington State. Again, it's a very potent offense.
Ooh, Washington State, the one that blew out Colorado, right? Colorado State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't beating Washington. Yeah.
And then Utah. I don't think they're beating Utah. So that's 7 wins.
So with that being said, those last 2 games of the season, and you don't know what's, and this goes for both sides. You don't know how those teams are going to be looking at
right,
healthy, so, right? Yeah, right.
I won't say nothing about those last 2 games, because if Washington's QB goes down, I think that's the team. And then Utah, I don't know. I just trust them. I don't know. I saw the Florida game, and I felt like they should have beat them more than they should have.
No, you're absolutely right about that. Like, they took their foot off the gas,
right?
And I was like, don't, you can't do that. And Florida, like, tried to catch up at that point, but, like, they didn't. So Utah still won the game,
right? So we'll see about those last 2, but I think for a matter of fact, they do have 3 losses with Oregon State, Oregon, and USC.
I think
so.
Go ahead.
We'll know this week, because UCLA plays Utah and Oregon State plays Washington State this week. So,
right,
watching those games, we will be able to tell more. But I can tell you, like, Colorado is like, so, like, if we're doing the tier group, right? USC, Oregon, and Utah are like S to A tier, and Colorado's below that tier,
right,
with UCLA. Well, UCLA is like F tier, but anyway.
Not with this ranking. They rank 32 right now, so you can't say too much.
I'm just hating. But they, they're like the tier below that, with Colorado, Washington State, Oregon State. So, like, you know, like, while the Pac-12 in its final year is stacked, I don't see Colorado running the table or anything like that. Like, we need to chill about that.
You're right.
Especially if Travis Hunter's out for a few weeks.
Right.
He's, like, losing 2 in a row to, like, powerhouse teams can be deflating. So we need to know how they respond after that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, I'm sad to say this, but I'm saying it. LJ know what I'm about to say. Colorado going to pull an Auburn, guaranteed. And here's what I mean by that. Auburn is good during the first half of the season. Once they start getting into their conference season, that's when all hell break loose and they start losing. And then that team, the Auburn team get tired, and then the last part of the final season, they probably win maybe one or two games, but they're going to lose to Alabama at the end. And I feel like that's what Colorado going to end up doing. Colorado got the first good start. Then the conference season is going to kick in, and they're going to start losing. And then everybody going to get tired. A lot of players are going to get hurt. And then once they get to the end of the season, I feel like the team going to be tired, and they're going to start losing games because they lazy. That's how I see it. They're going to pull an Auburn watch.
I don't think that's going to entirely happen. Because it's called pulling an Auburn because only Auburn really does that. And also, you have to remember why Auburn does that. Because in the beginning, you play the cupcakes, right. And it's easy to tell, okay, lately we've been playing like Penn State as our second game, and this time we played Cal, right? And that's fine and dandy and all, but for the last three, four seasons, the problem has been coaching and quarterback play.
Right.
And now I know what Dad's going to say. Well, y'all had Bo Nix, right? Yeah,
We sure did.
And Bo Nix is playing 100% better than what he did
in Auburn.
Back in Auburn.
Right.
Because all you had to do is you had to show him just a little bit of pressure, and he's ready to run. Now, he still does that, but he's a little bit more controlled now. And the defenses aren't SEC defenses.
Right.
Now, I know he was talking about last time, he was talking about him and the abilities of the receivers and stuff like that. And he said, and that was like, he probably played with some better receivers. I think they are in the same caliber or a little bit lower, but that's besides the point. The problem with Auburn was the coaching. You have to remember, he went through three different offensive coordinators and two different head coaches. That was all during Bo Nix's time at Auburn. That's a lot for one person. So that's why that had been happening to Auburn. And that's why when we have won a game, it has been so surprising. But it might be different this year. And the only reason it might be different for Auburn and Colorado, I just don't see that happening because that's a brand new team. I feel like people need to know that Colorado team is a brand new team. That team got picked from the transfer portal and put into Colorado. That Colorado team is, there's nobody left other than like maybe 5-10 players left from that team. Maybe not even that.
I think it's two.
I don't know. I just know that team is a fully a transfer team.
Right.
That team is not what it was. That's not going on with Auburn. That's why our defense is playing so well, but that always ends up happening. The defense plays well, but they didn't been playing well for 5 weeks in a row, and now they're tired because their offense can't stay on the field longer than three plays, and you know that adds up to the body.
Right.
So. But that might be different because something's going on with the SEC. I don't know what this new, I think it's the new TV deal that they got with ESPN and ABC. Because all these SEC teams are acting real weird. Georgia acting weird. Alabama's definitely weird.
We already know Alabama, bro.
Florida was acting weird. And then they come back to beat Tennessee. Well, I didn't think Tennessee was going to be that good anyway after they lost their quarterback, so that's neither here nor there.
Right.
LSU blew out Mississippi State, it's Mississippi State, so whatever. Then you have Missouri, who is like one of the laughing stocks in the SEC, going down and beating a top ranked 15 team in Kansas State. I don't know what happened there. So the SEC is just weird right now. And it's because of NILs. It's 100% because of NILs. Those top recruiting schools like Alabama, Clemson, schools like that, they're losing the NIL money.
Right.
So those teams, so like you I think you are seeing the death of Alabama. I think we've been seeing the death of Clemson. It just took people more time to recognize it. Because Clemson, Dabo is way too stuck in his ways. And it's going to be the downfall of Clemson. Or it's already the downfall of Clemson.
I got you. Dad, you got anything else you want to say?
No. Good talk.
All right, everybody, that is your sports talk brought to you by Dad himself. Now, let's jump into David Dosa in the May, and we're going to kick it off with this.
Berserk. Oh, wait, I do have a question. I do have one quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Tony no longer on the team for Kansas City, or did they just, he's just not playing? Kadarius Tony.
Oh no, he's on the team. He actually fumbled in this game.
Oh, he did. I just feel like I had to see him out there, so I was just wondering. Okay,
he had like one or two catches, but he fumbled on a screen, and somebody punched it out for him. Kadarius Tony,
it's trash, right?
He's on his way out the league.
all you gotta do, I don't care if you gotta put like some sticky glue on your gloves or something. All you gotta do is catch the ball and get the first down, or just get close to it. That's all you gotta do. It's gonna come to you. You just gotta catch it and keep hold of it.
His no hands have himself lost in the first game. Period.
Mahomes probably like, we should have never got rid of Tyreek Hill.
They won a Super Bowl without him, so.
They did, but they also had Travis Kelce. They don't have Travis Kelce right now.
No, he's playing. Travis Kelce,
he has touchdown. Oh, he is playing? Oh, yeah. Okay.
He has touchdown.
I just turned it on, so I don't know. Okay, I'm sorry. I was just wondering because I was like, I don't see Tony out here. They must have got rid of him finally.
No, you good, OJ. All right, let's to it. Berserk manga returns on September 22nd with a brand new arc. Talk to me. How y'all feel about that?
I don't say this often.
Read Berserk, so.
I've read Berserk. I think it's time to end Berserk.
Why you say that? Well, yeah. I kind of agree, but why you say that?
The only reason, because it's been going on. It's kind of like Hunter x Hunter, but I feel like Hunter x Hunter has more of an excuse because he really do be getting sick a lot. So I can't blame him. And I think the dude from Berserk gets sick as well. But I know
the original author died.
Okay, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I feel like that. That's why I said that. Because I'm like, there's some reason I've been asking for it to end, and it's because the original author is no longer making it.
Right.
So, but I believe it's being done by one of his friends that understand what the vision is being done and stuff, and that's totally fine and all. I just the infrequency of it, I just feel like it just needs to, you know, just go ahead and
just go ahead and fit. I feel you. Not bad what you said?
Oh, I said I never watched
it. I got you. So. But everybody out there who into Berserk, by the time this come out, it's gonna be out. But Berserk returns with a brand.
And they can't make a good anime for it. The movies are fine. The animes have always been trash. Because they keep doing the CGI claymation looking anime type stuff,
right.
And it's just bad. It's just bad, and I need them to stop doing it. Just make the movies, and that's it. That's all I need them to do. If you're going to do it, just make the movies. That's it. Don't do anything else.
I got you. You ain't lying with the CGI, though. But Berserk,
it's terrible.
But Berserk new arc for the manga is coming out September 22nd, so a few days from now. Now, Naruto, the OG Naruto, the anime, the four anime or the four episodes that we're supposed to get for the 20th anniversary has now been delayed to improve the quality. So how y'all feel about the new four OG episodes getting delayed?
You don't want me to answer that.
Dad, you want
to? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want me to answer that.
You might as well.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Dad,
I'm not.
Dad, what you do? How you feel about it, Dad?
I'm be honest. Don't affect me at all.
I ain't gonna lie. I kind of forgot about it. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
I think most people forgot about it. But they forgot about it because of Naruto.
That too.
And the reason it had to be delayed is because they forgot how to make good anime.
God dog, yo.
I'm just saying.
I feel you.
When you've been working with trash for 2 years now, it's hard to, you know, forget. You forgot where you came from. So now they got to go look back at the episodes to see what they used to do and be like, oh, that's why this show used to be good.
Right. But for everybody out there, the 420th anniversary OG Naruto episode that we supposed to get has been delayed to improve the quality, so they haven't released the new date, so we just gotta wait for that. Now, Solo Leveling, the popular webtoon anime trailer drop, everybody swerving out, this is gonna be the next big three, and it's coming out January 2024. So what y'all think about that?
Say that one more time.
Solo Leveling is a web. It's a webtoon. Everybody's saying like this is gonna be the next big three when the anime come out, and then the anime is released in January 2024.
Can we stop throwing stuff at the big three?
Thank you, Dad. I'm tired of it. The big three era is done and over with. Just
what you like.
Right.
You know. Like, stop throwing stuff in the big three. Like, we don't need this. Like, I'm sick of big threes, and I'm sick of people saying, my top anime is this, and I'm right, and you're wrong. No, it's your opinion. You know, just, like, let's just stop trying to force a new big three, okay?
Right.
Let's just stop, okay? There's already a debate, which is the original big three, and I say it should be big four or five, but people just want to throw three around for no reason. You know, hell, Mount Rushmore has four. You know, like,
right?
Why we gotta be different in anime? I don't understand this.
LJ, what you thought? Because Dad said it right there.
I mean, he's right. It's tiring. The big three. To me, the big three isn't just three animes. Those three animes did a certain thing, but you have other animes that did different things throughout different generations.
Right.
You have the introductory, it's the things that first came here. Then you have those, you can say Pokemon, Digimon, and Yu-Gi-Oh were the big three for kids of our generation. You know, you can do that.
Yeah, you can.
Then you have Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece are the big three of what got everybody watching anime. And then you can go back and say, well, Dragon Ball, Yu Yu Hakusho, Sailor Moon introduced anime to the West, or whatever you want to say. You can even take it back farther than that and say Speed Racer, I'm trying to think of some really old animes. I can't even think of
like Akira?
No, I'm talking about like 70 anime.
Oh, I was about to say, because Akira kind of inspired Speed Racer.
When did Akira come out? Akira came out in the 80s.
Came
out in the 70s.
Did it?
Yeah. Speed Racer, old, man. I think Speed Racer.
No, I know that.
Speed Racer, like, super old.
Okay.
Yeah, Speed Racer. My parents were watching Speed Racer when they were kids.
I ain't no Speed Racer for that, though.
Right. Let's see.
What Speed Racer inspired
Akira? 1967, when Speed Racer first came out.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I knew Speed Racer was old, low key ancient, but yeah. Yeah, but you can say all of that. But just stop with the big three. The big three was a certain generation type thing. We don't need the big threes anymore. Just have your top animes, that's fine, and then accept everybody else's top animes and keep it moving.
Right. And call it a day.
But with that being said, Solo Leveling will be a really good anime.
Mm-hmm. I saw some of the, or I was reading some of the webtoon, yeah, and the trailer looked nice as well. But for everybody out there, Solo Leveling got a full trailer out for the anime, and it's releasing January of 2024. Don't know the date, but somewhere in January, though. Now, I'm ready for this one because I know y'all finna go off. Attack on Titan final part will be released November 4th. How do y'all feel about that?
I have no words. We can skip this one.
Dad, what you take on it, Dad?
Talk to me mid-October when they boot push it back again.
All I gotta say is this. I'm ready for it. It's been an amazing ride.
The whole world been ready for it.
I can't wait.
The world been ready for it 2 years ago.
I can't wait for it to come out so we can talk about it, because I'm ready for it. I'm ready
for it.
It's
2023.
And also, October 4th, Attack on Titan is going to release new information either about a sequel or a prequel, according to the
author. There it goes.
According to
it's
the
author. Probably a sequel.
So we just got to wait till October 4th, because they made a new Twitter page. And he may announce either a sequel or a prequel to Attack on Titan.
It's obviously, it's probably both, to tell you the truth. It's
could be. Both. Could be. But we just gotta wait. What today is? We gotta wait about two or three more weeks. So yeah. So for everybody out there, Attack on Titan coming out November 4th, and then October 4th, we should he gonna make an announcement, either saying that we get a prequel or a sequel, or some people say a movie, but I highly doubt it's a movie. But we just gotta wait to see, because he made a whole new Twitter page, and the only thing it's got on the Twitter page is October 4th. So we just gotta wait till October 4th to figure out what the heck.
Maybe he announcing his retirement. Maybe he said, I'm done.
You think so? But now it's a new name and a new page and new everything. So I don't know. We just gotta wait to see. I truly don't know. But I think it could be a prequel, though, because they did a whole bunch of foreshadowing in season 4. So we'll see. But for everybody out there, Attack on Titan coming out November 4th. So that is your daily dose of anime, brought to you by the
Ghetto. You know, like, while we're on the subject, I'm gonna be honest with you. Attack on Titan has done one thing extremely well.
What is that?
And I want to give props to it. They've been able to stay relevant when they're not doing anything.
You're right.
And it boggles my mind, how relevant they're staying, even though, like, they're literally just like, we're just not releasing. We give you a random movie on a random date, and y'all slurp it up, and we'll just keep it pushing. Like, props to the team over there to keep this thing relevant when they're literally doing nothing. It's been over two. We've been talking about this for over 2 years.
Right. You right.
And they literally have done nothing. So, like, props to them. Their marketing team is amazing. Like, when I get famous, I want their marketing team.
You ain't lying, though. That is
what happened. No. They don't know how to market. They know how to appeal to the lowest denominator of the anime viewers.
Wow.
And keep them entertained for long enough. So all they have to do is, hey, we got a new trailer for y'all to look at. And then all of them just dog walk it for like the next 20 days. to like 5 months. Like, that's it. That's all. It's all the fans. The fans are doing all of this. And without them, this thing would have been dead. But because they only have two brain cells up in there, it keeps the little hamster going in their heads. So that's all it is. They appeal to the lowest denominator. The hamster keeps rolling in their head and helps them print money.
Like I said, I'm waiting till November 4th. And and y'all just gotta wait till November 4th. But everybody out there, we just gotta wait.
We've been waiting for the end of this show for like 20 years, man.
You ain't lying, though. I'm right there with you. This show's supposed to end a year and a half ago. But, you know, it is what it is on that. But where my other phone at? Right. So, for everybody out there, we're going to try to make this one short because Dad got some stuff that he got to handle later on today. So, as I was doing some research for the YouTube shorts and whatnot, I saw a lot of posts talking about EA. Let me bring it up. It's not on this phone. I'm going to bring it up. Go to photos real quick. All right, so apparently EA is shutting down or laying off 50? No, they are shutting down 12 games by the end of the year. A lot of FIFA games, a lot of Battlefield games, and a lot of Crysis games. And they also laying off a lot of employees. I think 50. Some say 500, but I don't think that's the actual one. But I think it's
6% of their workforce.
6%. Okay. So they laying off. Go ahead.
Yeah. While that might seem like a low number, that's a lot of people for how many people EA employs.
Right.
So it's 6% of their workforce.
Right. And also too, they are stopping production on certain games. So I don't know what EA got going on. I don't know what's going on over there. But Dad, since you've been in the gaming community longer than me, LJ, I'm gonna let you kick it off first. So what's your intake since EA was probably the biggest gaming publisher back in the day?
So,
and you love Mass Effect.
Oh yeah, definitely. To be honest, I think this is a simple as the economy breaking down right now.
Right.
Again. And I think the tech bubble is bursting and they are preparing either way. Cause like, to be honest, like while doing this, they're actually like saving more jobs than they're losing. Let's not get twisted. I'm not an EA apologist. Or nothing like that. But a lot of those games that they're shutting down are older games.
Right.
If you're still playing FIFA 19 online, that's a you problem.
Right.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So, like, you know, some of that stuff needs to be shut. Some of those old, what is it, the shooter one?
Battlefield.
Some of those you shut down. They were still running Battlefield Bad Company out there in the streets. You know.
Right.
Like, I understand people have, you have your favorite games, you have stuff that you love, you have stuff you like going back to, but there's been other stuff that's come out since then. So, like, props there for keeping some of these up for so long, but, like, this is more or less, like, the tech bubble bursting, and you gotta like start cutting losses on stuff. Now I don't know which games they're no longer developing. I don't have that list in front of me. I was looking for it, I couldn't find it. But they are talking about stopping some games, and maybe those games weren't ready. I don't know.
Right.
But we'll have to see though.
Andrew, what's your take on it?
So I think we had talked about this earlier, and that's where we had talked about the games, they shutting down certain games because it was like Skull and Bones, which had been like a pirate game that had been trying to come out for a long time. I believe that was EA.
I think that's the one that they terminate, I think.
Well, probably not, because they supposedly there was not a trailer for it.
Man, but I ain't hear about that game in a minute.
There was actually something that people was able to play. There was as like a little game, something that people was able to play for it. So people were actually playing it like a month ago,
right.
But nobody know what exactly it was. But with the service shutting down, a lot of the servers that are shutting down are old games where I'm like, why didn't you already shut these servers down? Like, the only one you can maybe say they shouldn't maybe shut down is FIFA 21, but that really doesn't make sense when you gotta have FIFA, when you already 24. Have FIFA 20, right? Like, what's the point of you still having that up when you got three other FIFAs out there?
Right.
Most of these games that they're talking about aren't even, you know, I don't really see a problem. Now, when we talk about them shutting down games in development, because if I remember correctly, the games EA was going to make, there's a Star Wars game they was going to finish. There was the Avatar game that they was trying to finish, but supposedly that's going to be delayed or maybe completely canceled. There was Skull and Bones, which is still up in the air. And there was two other games that they was talking about trying to get out, but they don't know. My understanding is they was focusing on the Avatar game, the Star Wars game, and it was another big seller game that I can't think of. Maybe if I go to their website, I can think of it. But those were the games they was like focusing on and making sure that comes out, along with, you know, your Maddens, your NHLs, your UFCs, stuff like that. But the reason this is happening is in partly because of them. Do not get it twisted at all. EA put themselves into this hole. Another thing that has stopped is they stopped the Origin, the EA Origin thing.
Right.
That's no longer going to be a thing. One, because of this deal they got with Xbox, I think is why. But other, because it was just annoying. The EA Origin thing was just really, really annoying. Yeah, you able to play some of your games.
Yeah.
You could buy it on Steam, but you still had to have EA Origins, and so you had to download EA Origins.
So dumb.
And then you had to still play the game. You had to update it on Steam and update it on EA Origins. And then if for some reason it couldn't authenticate between the two, you couldn't play your game.
Right.
It made zero sense whatsoever. And so I'm happy that it's gone. So I have no problem with that. But it's like I said, these problems that are happening are self-inflicted wounds that they have done. They're realizing they can't make money off of loot boxes that like they used to. And they have to figure out another way to make money. How do they make money? Well, you gotta start cutting losses. So the only unfortunate thing that's happening here, in my opinion, is the 6% of workforce that are going to lose their jobs. That's it. These other things where these old games that should have probably been dead, that's losing money right there. You keeping these servers up for, I'm sorry, the 10 people that plays Crysis 3 here in 2012, the two people who play, I didn't even know the Tiger Woods
PGA
golf game had an online function. That blew my mind. I'm sorry for those two people who play it.
Right.
Go find you another game.
This is one of those things that's literally addition by subtraction.
Right.
So.
And it looks bad, but it's actually a good thing. The only bad thing, like I said, is that the 6% of people that lost their jobs due to it.
My thing is this, though. Y'all both right. The only thing I hate about it is the 6% of people that are losing their jobs over it, especially how hard times is. Now, here's my thing. EA should just focus on Star Wars, Mass Effect, because apparently, Dad, you could probably correct me on this, but apparently they're supposed to be working on a new Mass Effect game that's supposed to be Mass Effect 4 that's completely different from Andromeda. Am I right?
Andromeda is... Andromeda is not canon. Yeah. Say that.
Yeah. So they're supposed to
is
be...
Is that official or that's just what y'all are saying?
No, it is.
That's official? Like, okay. Yeah. I just making sure. Yeah. I'm not saying I played Andromeda. It's bad.
I'm about to say, if you played a trilogy, then played Andromeda, you'd be like, yeah, there's no way on Earth that Andromeda is connected to the trilogy.
So Andromeda is like 400 years after Mass Effect. Something like that.
Okay.
And then
you're leaving plenty of room to do a Mass Effect 4. Hell, you can even do Andromeda 2. They left it wide open in the end.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you want to do Andromeda 2, how bad that was. But
it was just the initial stuff.
I don't know what the hell they were doing with Andromeda, but they supposed to be making another Mass Effect game that's supposed to connect to the trilogy from what I heard. But like I said, the only thing I hate about it is the 6% workforce. As long as EA just focus on Mass Effect, Star Wars, because I think they got to deal with Star Wars, and that's Ubisoft. I think it's Ubisoft. What else? The sports games, and that's it. That's all they need to focus on. And then just go from there. But I think they were just doing too much. And like y'all saying, especially with EA Origins, because I hate EA Origins. Because on top of that, too, you have EA Origins, then you had the EA on PC. You had the EA launcher itself, to where you had to go on the EA launcher to prompt the EA Origin. Then you had to go on Steam. It was a whole bunch of wild stuff. Because with me, a long time ago, Dad, with me and Chief was playing It Takes Two on stream. We had to do that BS.
I was watching y'all play.
Yeah, I had to go on EA Launcher, launch the game, log into EA Origins, connect that BS to Steam, then I was able to play. And then I had to send the Chief an invite. Yeah, it was a whole bunch of stuff I had to do. But to me, EA just need to keep it simple how they used to keep it back in the day. They literally just had the game community in a chokehold. You had Mass Effect, Madden. And then back in the day, NBA Live, which was running before 2K did whatever the hell they did to make 2K take off. And that's it. Just keep it simple. Because you got the formula. It's not like they a new pop-up gaming studio. You had the formula. Because in the early 2000s, you was destroying the game. So they just need to keep it simple. Just keep it simple. Just have everybody in one room. Have a game plan. Say, hey, we finna, don't even worry about NBA Live. NBA Live just can't come back. Just kill NBA Live. NBA Live, just done. Unless you make it free to play and then just make it a huge open world park like 2K and y'all just go for what you know. But
no, they need to go back and try to make an NBA Jam or something like that. Something arcade-y type of thing.
Right. And then just focus on Madden. You can't focus on FIFA because FIFA gone. Or focus on the soccer game if you want to. Focus on Mass Effect if you're going to make that your primary source again. And then if you want to, throw in a new EP. Or EP, IP. And call it a day.
So, they did announce, I don't want to throw it out, they did announce that the Sims 5.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to make Sims.
It's going to be free to play.
Right.
Out the gate. So,
I think that's...
I wonder how that's going to go. Like, because, like... Like I love The Sims.
They cut you off. It's gonna go exactly like this. Hella microtransactions, guaranteed.
Oh, it's EA, so it's gonna be microtransactions. Yeah.
Hella microtransactions.
My thing is like, with it being free to play, it's like online the whole time. And if it is, can I run a house with my friends? Like, That's what I want to do. Like, I want to, my dream Sims game is to, like, be, like, in a neighborhood with, like, my friends, like, in different houses around me and stuff like that.
Right.
And we all just run our own thing. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So. That's the thing. But, like, they announced that, too. So, they are still developing stuff. That was my point. So.
Yeah. But, like I said, back in the day, they used to run the game community. Especially with NBA Live, because that's all I used to play back in the day was NBA Live. And then 2K just took over from them. But that's all they need to do. Just keep it simple. Just go back. Just go back to what you know. You had Mass Effect, Madden, Sims, NBA, and then some other games I forgot. And then just call it a day. And stop trying to do everything else. Because now with the Origins and stuff, you're trying to do all that. And they tried to copy and paste Xbox, and it failed miserably. And now they got to deal with Xbox. So just leave it at that. And then Xbox will literally probably hand y'all some money to do whatever you need to do. And I'm pretty sure once y'all get the money and the resources, y'all can do it. But that's just me. So, for everybody out there, EA is going through it. Don't know what they got going on. But they did cancel. I don't know what game they canceled, but they did cancel, I think, one game. And I totally forgot Skull and Bones, man. That game got announced like 4 or 5 years ago. And we haven't heard nothing about it ever since then. So I don't know if Skull and Bones, I think Skull and Bones is gone. I don't know. I don't think it's coming. Because if we would have heard something by now, but I don't know.
I just thought I saw a recent trailer for Skull and Bones.
What happened is a month ago, a whole bunch of streamers got codes to play some type of Skull and Bones. I don't know if it was a work in progress or it was the game coming out. Nobody knows. It was just a whole bunch of creators got a code to play Skull and Bones.
Right.
And people was playing it and people was having fun with it. I'm not entirely sure what happened with it, but hey.
Like I okay, said, Skull and Bones does not have a release date after another delay.
See?
Actually, Skull and Bones is Ubisoft.
Oh, Ubisoft. Okay.
Oh, well, hell, we so scrap what we just said.
I thought it was the year.
I mean, I think, like, but they do got to deal with Ubisoft though. So I don't know. But all I know is EA going through it. It's not like what it used to be back in the day, where it was literally running the game with THQ, and that's another episode we can talk about what the hell happened to THQ, because THQ probably took the biggest downfall in gaming history.
THQ been dead.
So, I don't know. I miss THQ because that's all I used to play back in the GameCube era. Bro, if you know, if you saw my GameCube collection, it's nothing but THQ, THQ, THQ. That THQ in Nintendo era, bro, they were making some good games, and then I don't know what happened. They just fall off, and I think EA is getting close to THQ level where they just fall off. But this new game. Immortals or something. The new IP they just dropped is kind of good though, because I'm definitely gonna try to play it. But yeah, man. So for everybody out there, y'all just keep an eye out on EA, because in the next 5 years, they keep on going the way they going, they may be out the door. But they got to deal with Xbox, so Xbox probably gonna save. So ain't no telling. But that to all these beautiful listeners. And before you say anything, I forgot to mention this earlier. Shout out to all the I think we had 5,200 now. But shout out to everybody on TikTok. We appreciate y'all and all the good stuff. We on the road to 6K. And like I said, once we reach X amount of people and we get a little community, Dad got some stuff that he want to do with y'all. And we're going to figure that out once the time comes. So like I said, we appreciate y'all and road to 6K. But,
I'm just going to line y'all up and cuss y'all out for y'all bad takes. I'm just letting y'all know that.
Yeah, because
the person who keeps wanting to argue with me on TikTok,
yeah,
you know, over
that
and over.
Was so funny about the VC. I was laughing, yeah. Bro. Bro, that was so funny. I was like, Dad. I was like, I'm going to let Dad handle that, bro. That VC
people got to defend their games, man.
Nah, dude,
no matter how much
dude,
he's freaking
them
over.
Dude, that dad was, wasn't finna, I don't know what he said. It was something he said.
He said he ain't gonna buy VC. He said, yes, I'm gonna buy VC, but I'm telling you, this is stupid. Like, it's still stupid. Yeah. Like,
and then the one he showed, the one I showed you, where they was talking about the Barto tape, man. Yeah, them comments are funny. But like we said, man.
I'm telling you, there's no reason going back with them. You can't go back with people who have no brain cells. It's not possible.
But like Dad said, man, once we get an audience and stuff like that, he got some stuff that he want to cook with y'all, and we gonna make it happen. But Dad, what you got to say though?
Again, thanks for the 5,200 people on YouTube, TikTok. It's really appreciated. It may look like Randall has a dilemma on his hands, but it's really just hot in her. And
whenever we get these clips out on TikTok, Dad know one person in the comment section gonna say something about this.
Yeah.
So that's why he's saying it.
I'm still waiting for somebody to say something about your Mormon thing.
He hasn't released that clip on that. He ain't released no clip on that.
It's so much content that we got. But I'm gonna say no.
I might have to go ahead and go.
I gotta figure out which one that is first. But now that's the next one I said LJ, because I do want to see what people gonna say.
You have to get the one where LJ gets up and walk away, like
that. which one that is? That's Petty Hours episode 2.
It was Petty Hours.
Two? That's episode two, right? Three.
Oh,
two or three.
When LJ got up and walked away, like, I lost it. Like,
I'm gonna send that to him. Yeah, I do want to see what people gonna say about them. So yeah, that's gonna be the next one I send LJ.
But anyway, I appreciate all y'all who tune in and everything. I do this for fun, but like, I just appreciate the audience, you know.
Yeah, you be in them TikTok videos too. you be in the conversation. You be in there. But LJ, what you got to say?
Shout out to the Spotify people. We see you now because they really.
Oh yeah, tell Dad. I forgot to. I knew I was supposed to send you something, Dad.
I don't remember this stuff.
I could have sworn I sent it to him.
Giving y'all a shout out.
Go ahead. I sent it to him. But keep on going, LJ. So you get a lot of reaction, Dad.
What else you want me to say? I just said I shopped them out. There you go.
I'm talking about the EA system.
What you want me to say about EA? They trash now. There's nothing more about them. It's bad that 6% of people lose their job, but hopefully they find better companies or they start their own companies and make some good games. But that's what we just need to start happening, is these people just need to start meeting these big corporations, go indie. Because honestly, indie developers are making the best games in the industry right now.
Which is crazy to me. The indie games,
but it's really not. And the reason it's not is because
there you go, Dad.
The corporations have to abide to their shareholders, and they have to answer to these people, and they have to meet a quota and all of this. Most of the indie peoples, if they do have a backer, the backer knows that they either A, not gonna get all their money back, or if they do, they can get them to start doing more for them later on. Right. So it's, you know, it's becoming cheaper to get with indie game developers. Like, think of Lorien Studios. They doing really well after the release of Baldur's Gate 3. In hindsight, look at Starfield. Starfield is good, from my understanding. But it's a Bethesda game. Right. Which is not a bad thing if you like Bethesda games. But it's buggy. But that's just a feature. Talk to Bethesda. And it doesn't reinvent anything, which I think a lot of people was expecting them to do. But it comes to my attention that I don't think you can no longer be expecting every game to reinvent the gaming industry. Sometimes you just need to have a game come out that's okay.
You're right.
And when you do get one of those games that reinvent itself, that makes it all the more better.
And I'm going to say one thing. I was playing Starfield. I had to delete the game. The game is not bad. It's just way too damn complicated for me. I just had to throw that out there.
I
don't even know what he's talking about that. I just left it alone.
There's so much stuff you got to do in that damn game, bro. I was like, man.
No, so you're the type of person who, like, who just poo-poos buffets. Like, there's too much stuff to eat here.
I like a game where you just tell me where to go at all times. Like, just give me a marker and say, go to here. Once I finish, go to there. Bro, because with Starfield, it literally dropped you in the world, and you could do whatever the hell you want. And I'm like, bro, should I do the main mission, the main story, or do I do the side? Man, that and so much stuff. But the game ain't bad, though.
But that's open world, man.
It is open world, but I'm not used to that open world. I'm used to open world where they give you a flag, and you can pinpoint it where the main mission is. I ain't with the open world where they drop you.
You can look for the main mission. You can stick to the story. That's a you thing.
Like I said, it's not a bad game. It's just right now, I'm like, God damn, bro. I just want a game where it just hold my hand. That's all I'm asking. With Starfield, they don't do that. Starfield drop you in and say, go for what you know.
And y'all wonder why Pokemon doesn't do open world.
Now, Pokemon is a different story. Pokemon is a complete different story. We know the concept of Pokemon. We know that. All you got to do is just go heal. We know that. Starfield, on the other hand, it's a whole bunch of stuff. But Pokemon, they don't need to hold my hand. We've been doing that gaming for 26, 25 years now. You don't need to hold my hand for that. But Dad, what you think about the Starfield? That's the Starfield. The Spotify people. Because I sure forgot to say that.
Hey, yo. Like, I appreciate all that. That's crazy.
Yeah. LJ was surprised, too. I ain't gonna lie. When they added that feature, because I was like, well, what is this? It says Spotify audience. So I look, I was like, whoa. I was like, I didn't know we was like that. But yeah, that's our audience on Spotify in the last 30 days.
Nice.
So like LJ said, shout out to y'all, because I sure forgot about the Spotify part. I sure did. But everybody out there, like I said, Dad got some stuff that he got to handle, so we ain't going to hold him up too long. EA used to run the early 2000s. Don't know what's going on. Hopefully do not pull a THQ, to where THQ is still making games, but if they make a game, we are not even in the slightest for the play it. So hopefully EA do not fall under that. The anime stuff, we just got to wait till November 4th. October 4th, Attack on Titan creator going to announce either a prequel, a sequel, I don't think a movie, but it looks like it's going to be an anime, so it's either a prequel or a sequel to Attack on Titan. What else we covered? The football stuff, college football, Alabama need a QB immediately. Don't know what's going on with them on that. Colorado, to me, they're going to pull an Auburn effect. They're going to be doing good, and then once they hit their conference, all hell going to break loose, and I think the players going to get tired. Hopefully, they don't get hurt.
To be fair, they not like the SEC. Most of their games have been their conference so far, right?
I think only just that the one yesterday.
Only color. What's McCullough not in the Pac-12? What's their name? The people from last week. I thought they was
Nebraska? Is Nebraska in the Pac-12?
No, Big 12.
Big 12.
So, yeah,
they
only
it was a
12.
The Big 10. Nebraska's in the Big 10.
Okay. But yeah, I think they're gonna pull an Auburn once they get to their conference play. They're gonna hit a wall. Players gonna start dropping, and then they're gonna start feeling lazy, get lazy in the middle, and they're gonna start losing games, and then they're gonna pick some steam back up in the end, and then once they get to the last three games, that's when they're gonna start getting lazy again. So. But if they just stay healthy and whenever Travis Hunter comes back, I think they're going to do good. But we just got to wait to see about Colorado. Auburn doing good so far. But I don't care what anybody says. I think we could be Alabama. Because Alabama QB, I don't know what they got going on. So I think we could be Alabama this year. But we just got to wait to see on that. But other than that, man, Dad got to go. hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode, man. Like Dad said, like LJ said, we just do this for fun. We enjoying it. And all the new people that will watch this, or all the future people and all the Spotify people, once again, from the bottom of our hearts, we truly appreciate y'all for sticking with us. Like I said, once we get a little bit more in a group or more people on TikTok, Dad got some stuff that he going to want to do with y'all, so we're going to cook that up whenever we can. But my name is Randall, and with me, as always, my boy LJ, and the OG Dad himself, man, and together, we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed this episode, and we will catch y'all on the next one, man. Peace out.
Peace.